asked Ross why the monsters couldn't be captured, and Ross said, "What'd you say that if we capture the monsters, we not only get this, but they get this. How did that go?
We not only get this thing, this vehicle, but we get the battle station.
Oh, if the Joes capture the monsters, they not only get
the
special constructs vehicle.
No, if we put the monsters on the Cougars team, then not only do we get this, but we also get that.
Who did?
The Joes. Yeah. Because the monsters are very strong.
Are very strong?
Yeah.
They can't break out of this, though.
You can't?
Yeah, there's like a laser beam protection. Yeah.
What if they have special weapons?
And they don't. None of them have weapons.
Okay, what if one of the Cobras...
And Cobras are being...
There's
red beams around here.
What if one of the Cobra guys... What if one of the Cobra guys sneaks weapons
in
there?
Yeah, that's what we're going to have happen.
And then they'll break out.
Yeah. The Cobra Ninja breaks in and breaks the captives
out.
Yeah. But until then, they'll devour anybody.
Is there anybody in there that they could eat?
Yeah.
Other Cobras?
If they take this guy.
He could come out. Well, why don't you have him come out with a broken leg?
Who?
The guy who fell in there.
Thrasher.
Yeah.
No, he's terrible at fighting.
Right.
You told me that, didn't you?
Nuh-uh.
He's smart. He's the smartest dreadnought, but he isn't terrible at fighting. He's good at fighting. This guy grew him up with him.
What is this a part of, this weapon?
That goes to the habit.
The habit, can you put that back? I don't even know where the habit is.
It's like the tank.
Like the tank? Oh, I see, up top there. The green one, you mean?
Yeah.
You just put it in the driver's seat there, huh?
No, just...
I just put it in the driver's seat. Well, I didn't put it there, I just put it in the driver's seat.
Bazooka! A bazooka would blow an Uzi away.
Yeah. How about a cruise missile?
Yeah. What is it?
Cruise missile?
Yeah, how big?
That might be a nuclear bomb.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it'd blow it up.
It'd blow it up and gas the people in it.
How about a Death Star?
Death Star?
Oh, that would work.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Rust country.
Yeah.
Who do you think would win? A Colt 45?
Who do you think would win, a Colt 45 or a slant shot?
A Colt 45.
Not necessarily.
Why not?
If the slingshot was by a very, very accurate slingshot and a Colt 45 was by a person who didn't know what they're doing.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah. But if they both know what they're doing, yeah.
Then the Uzi would win.
No, Colt 45.
Oh, Colt 45.
Not an Uzi.
Marcus guy goes like that.
Mine over. What kind of stuff would you like?
There's one that's
Marky. Come on, Marky.
I know how to make it. I think I'll have a half of some. And if I want any more, I'll...
Yeah.
Now, do I put mayonnaise on it first?
Yeah, mayonnaise.
I'm going to put the Italian mayonnaise on
it. Could you give me a pint full of mayonnaise?
Marky! Counting to 10. 1.
You're not supposed to get too much.
I don't want one.
You're going to have one.
I don't want one.
Mark, please come in here and.
Okay.
Dad, don't make him.
Oh, yes, we make him.
There's bologna here. There's
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 9 and a half. Act like a little angel. Got it.
Good boy.
Very good. Nice to
so proud of you.
I'm still having it.
You are doing what your parents say. If you don't do what your parents say, you're finished. Isn't that right, Mama?
Yeah, you can take this whole container over there, Rob.
Yeah.
That's for Daddy.
Dad, do you like hot meat on yours?
Yeah, I like hot stuff.
Okay, don't take the hot meat.
I had this yesterday, it's good.
Show him the meat not to take, the cool meat.
This is hot.
Cool
this
meat
is
cool.
Is cool.
So don't take that, Daddy. So don't take the cold. Take the peppers and the other things.
And don't take turkey.
No.
I will.
You leave that for Mark. Ross, right?
And then do I put this lettuce on?
Yeah.
It's real important, right?
I think so.
Yeah, make sure.
You got the cheese. Get this
one. I know, but not yet. I don't have enough meat.
Yes. Want another one?
No, I don't want another shark.
You have to get two
sides.
You want to have a real sub or a phony sub?
I want to have a real sub with only one slice of cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Two slices. Wrong. Bad little thing.
He doesn't take tomato.
Doesn't take tomato?
I hate tomato.
I'm not a big tomato.
Do you need more?
Can you do this?
Yet? Yeah, give that a shake.
Okay, how much do you put on that?
Oh, you didn't put very much lettuce on, so it's hard to... Good.
How's the more lettuce?
Just dampen it a bit. Yeah, come get it, okay?
That was a lot of lettuce.
Yeah. Hi, Bumble. You want more?
Mark was asking, he said you could have some donuts. He said, how much is our left? How much? And then we said, Mary said, Mark said, how much is our left? And he said, how much donuts are left? Do we say much donuts? Marky, what's another way of saying it?
How more donuts are left?
How more donuts are left? China.
How much more
donuts are left?
How much more donuts?
What if you counted the donuts, each one? Instead of thinking of them as a big bundle of junk, but counted them as each separate donut.
How many?
Good boy! Do we say how much bread is left or how many bread are left?
How many? How much?
Because we don't count the bread like 1, 2, 3, but the donuts we count 1, 2, 3. You see the difference? Do we say how much sugar is left or how many sugar are left?
How much.
Okay. Do we say how much water is in my cup or how many water are in my cup?
How much.
Do we say how much donuts are left or how many donuts are left?
Many.
Very good. What a smart little cookie. After how much cookies are left?
How many donuts?
After all that, Mark said, how much are you going to have of the donuts? And I said, say it again. How much donuts are you going to have? Now, what's the right way of saying that, Mark?
How much donuts are you going to have?
Do we count the donuts? Are they 1, 2, 3?
Yeah.
What do we say about things that are 1, 2, 3?
How many people for
our... Ross, are you keep yourself out of this? Mark has to give the right answer.
How much donuts are left? Are you going to eat?
No, say it right.
How many donuts are you going
to
eat?
Okay, now, next time you say it, are you going to say it right or wrong?
How many people for Oreo ice cream?
How much people for Oreos and ice cream? Is that right, Marky? How much people for Oreos and ice cream?
How many? That's what I said.
How much people are at this table?
How many people?
Wrong. We know you know how to talk. It's that one that has the problems.
Probably more.
Bong.
Can I get those crystal cups?
You know what you
should
do?
Mm-hmm.
Take a ride on the
Red
Railway.
Why not? I bet you say how much men are here. How much?
I can't wait till Super Bowl's on.
You got a mixture.
Ross,
Charles and I are just sitting in front of the television with our beers.
Mom, you got a mixer. It works? Well, Mommy? Let's eat popcorn while we are.
Said, I ate his carrots, which he hates, describing the fact that he had also helped and done a good job at eating his dinner. We've been praising Ross for eating his dinner, and I just think it's interesting because it's sort of an afterthought use of the relative clause, but it's kind of interesting.
Mark's going to give me some hard things to think about. That's what he told me, anyway. I think these are druthers. What's it? Oh, it's January 26th. Ouch, my foot. Now, tell me about that again, Mark.
Which would you like better?
Yeah.
Which would you like better? Brown gloves or white gloves?
Well.
Which would you like better? Brown gloves or white gloves?
What am I going to use these gloves for?
Wearing.
To wear.
Hiking.
Hiking? Brown.
Yeah, because they're white with the hair.
Mm-hmm. Give me some more. Are these hard questions?
Some of them are real easy, some of them are easy, some of them are hard, some of them are not hard.
Okay. Give me a really hard one.
But that's hard. That's hard to think of. A plane or own a white plane. A white airplane that shoots out red motor stuff. Or a red airplane that shoots out white air stuff.
I'd rather have a red airplane.
Yeah, because the white would, when part of the white when it show in the sky, like.
Well, the red junk would probably pollute the sky.
Yeah.
Okay, now give me an easy one.
A penny or. Or a buck. A penny or a buck.
I'll take the buck. Is it an animal or is it a
mineral?
Buck. Well, pennies, I guess they are. They're metal. That's not mineral. Are they? But what I meant, a buck that's animal, or a...
A dollar.
Well, anyway, I guess I still prefer the dollar to the penny.
An animal buck.
An animal buck.
Or, which would you rather fight with, an animal buck, or a what's this name? Or some hornets.
Hornets? An animal bug or a hornet?
Or some hornets.
So do I have to fight with these things? Or could I just convince one of them to go away?
Which would you rather fight with?
The hornet.
I'll give you a clue.
On the other hand, I do think that I could talk a bug into going away.
Mm. How about a cat? Which would you rather have for a pet? A cat? Or, this is not really hard, but
sort of hard.
Or a bird?
Cat or a bird?
Which would you like for a pet?
Well, I'll take a cat because I already have a cat.
Yeah. And they're cute. And they're furry and
they don't go tweet tweet. And they go outside and take care of business.
Yeah, and they don't
do those disgusting things.
Like or creep 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 feed me. And they sometimes don't let you pet them. Make them pet a cat mostly. Or let me see. Which would you like to be? This is very be rich or poor?
I'll take rich, thank you.
That's what I like.
That's what you thought, huh?
Yeah. Because I would like to be so out. How about, which would you like better if you stepped on something? A toy? Or a nail?
I'll step on a toy. I think nails are
pretty sharp.
Yeah.
In a fight against a bull, which would you rather have? A swatch knife or a knife?
A big knife. Big, long.
Like, you know, where it goes, that ain't a knife. And he goes, whoosh.
He pulls out a Chevy.
Yeah, he pulls out a Chevy and he goes,
machete.
And he says, this is a knife.
That's a knife.
It's like,
about a big knife.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, and she goes, that's a killer. And he goes, no, just a couple of times and bullets.
What kind of movie was that? What's the name?
Crocodile Dundee.
It's a kind of game I don't understand.
Playing a word association game where I say something and he says something else he thinks of.
Okay.
Just
you can say that much.
Okay, flowers.
Seeds.
Coffee.
Tea.
Cup.
Water.
Milk.
Cup.
You have to think of it real fast.
Door.
Open.
I can't think of the examples fast enough.
Nut.
What?
Nut.
Fruitcake.
Chair. Wood.
Chair.
Salt.
Sugar.
Powder.
Yum.
Mm-hmm. Powder donut. Cactus.
Prickly. Ouch.
Poor desert. Milk.
Tea.
Doll.
Puppy.
Airplane.
Helicopter.
Paint.
Red.
Lake.
What?
Lake.
Floor.
Floor.
Stand.
Justice.
Liberty. Liberty.
Mm-hmm. Cow.
Horse.
Lamp.
Light.
Nose.
Bones.
Mark, I knew you'd do something bad sooner or later. I knew it couldn't go forever like that. We'll have to take that on the stage, of course.
He's honest.
What?
He's honest.
He's honest and bad. Honest and bad.
So bad.
I should be able to take him.
Mark came in from the television room and said, "They said something pretty churchy." And I said, "What was that?" And he said, "You know that little guy?" And I said, "Yeah, I don't know what little guy that was, but that doesn't matter." He said, "It's harder to walk away from a fight than..." Wait a minute, I've got to go ask him. Anyway, I said, "Yeah, that's pretty churchy." And he walked away, and then he said back, "But it's nice, though." Marky, what was that they said? It's harder to walk away from a fight than what?
You have to have more courage to walk away from a fight than to fight a fight.
Oh.
Than to do a fight.
What? What? Oh, it was on television.
I know, but it's different.
To fight a fight?
Well, for me, it's different. It takes more courage for me to fight one because I'm too scared. And then it takes me to walk away from one. I can easily walk away from one.
Really?
I just go, bye.
Yeah, but sometimes people yell at you to try and get you to fight. And they make fun of you, and instead of giving
in...
Well,
you get real angry, and you can't help it.
No, instead of giving in.
But wait, today, Brandon Robertson, what is this happening to him? He goes, "Come on, Spike, I can bust you." No, it isn't.
It's on now?
Yeah.
Is it on now?
I can bust you, and then he gets up close to me and he throws one. And my reflex feels, whoa! In the start.
Why? Because you kicked in there before?
It's just reflex.
Well, anyway.
I don't know what they did at Buell Science. They did what at the robot?
Just over.
Yeah, go ahead, tell us. Summarize the game.
We went to the first place, right? And
went to Buell Auditorium, right?
Yeah, and that big pen that knocked down the
pendulum.
Knocked down the pen was there, and it knocked down one pin, well, a couple pins while we were there.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then we went to the light section.
Yep.
And there was this one thing that with knobs, you could turn on different lights and mix them. You could mix lights. And then there was this place you could stand and three different lights would shine on you.
Mm-hmm.
And it would just be like that. And you could see through the board. And you could see the the colors.
Oh, we've done that before.
No, definitely.
And then there was this crystal ball, and it was like, it was electricity. You'd rub your hands around it, and it would have like streams of electricity going to your hands. Like
streams of electricity?
Streams.
Oh.
It goes and then you'd touch a person, they go, ow, you shocked me. And there was this thing, you pulled a string and a board, it goes dip into the sudsy water and come back up.
What?
Sudsy water. And then we went to the robot space, robot section. Well, first we looked at the train for a little while, then we went to the robot section, and we saw it firstly. Yeah. First, we talked about the robots, and we went and saw, saw a movie, and the guy that was with us invented a whole bunch of robots. One was called Jamar or something, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
And he would walk, talk, play card games, hold stuff, pet your cat, and then we went and played with the computers, and then we came back in and saw a slide, slide, and then we played with the robots, and then we looked at the train some more.
What was the train like?
It was good. There was like ferry boats and real water.
Real water.
It wasn't really.
You think Mark would like to see
trains?
But they didn't get to see Captain Hat.
No.
Why? He thinks Mrs. Firebrand wasn't really intending to.
No, that morning.
Oh, you didn't make it in the morning.
What?
What do you mean that morning?
This morning, today.
Yeah, you didn't go.
Because we left the first thing in the morning.
And you were thinking Mrs. Firestone wasn't really intending to go.
Because, no, I thought she didn't, I didn't think she was going to.
Yeah, and she didn't.
Right.
What was Cat in the Hat about?
Cat in the Hat instead of.
Well,
I'm going to go watch news in case you.
What was it going to be about?
Well, that kind of rise you have to use the board because it's not going enough.
No.
Mark said, they're going to stay tuned until next week so you can think about it. And I said, is that what they said? And he said, well, no. They just went, da-da-da-da. Anyway, what this is all about is that I ran out of the house and I said, watch my soap to see if anybody shoots anybody. And so I was outside with Ross and Mark came down and told me what I just finished saying. Anyway, today is February the 3rd.
What scientist do you want to do?
Okay, this is a Marky idea about devils. Go ahead, Marky. What did you used to think? This is February 12th, yeah.
I used to think that devils, when they get up to the crystal ball, they wish that something, like, I don't know, they just wish something.
Put the microphone down.
And they wish, like, that I'll drop something.
Yeah.
What?
That I'll drop something.
Yeah, they wish that I'll drop something.
And if they're wrong, then they explode. If they aren't, then they are then they're lucky. And if they explode, the next person who comes up, if he gets it right, the other person doesn't be exploded anymore. He comes back to life.
Goodness sakes! Well, what about the devils? Do they explode?
Yeah. That's what I said.
Where?
If they're wrong, they explode.
Huh. Where did this all come from?
I thought of it.
What I'm trying to figure out is how many of the devils are going to be left after they've all exploded, Mark? Do the devils come back?
If they're not very, very, very not lucky, then they could all die. And I used to think if they all die, then the whole world will have nice stuff. Like, no, that whole state, like, I mean, I don't know what, like,
the whole area of the country.
If New York does great at it,
yeah,
and all the devils explode, then there won't be any yucky things in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no. Whoops, I cracked my package for money. Or whoops, I cracked the glass.
So there'd be no more bad things would happen to people, right?
Yeah.
And the only things that make those bad things happen are the devils, right?
Yeah.
And if we can get rid of devils, do you think we could ever get rid of those devils for real, or is that just an idea?
An idea. We could.
We could or couldn't?
I'm not sure about this. It could be true. You know what I sometimes think?
Yeah.
When someone says that idea, God thinks about it, and if he likes that idea, he does it.
If he doesn't like the idea, then what happens?
He doesn't do the idea.
Is there anyone who can make the idea happen besides God?
Satan.
Satan is pretty powerful. Who's more powerful?
God.
How do you know?
Well, there's more church guys.
Mm-hmm.
There's more church people than army people.
I don't know. There's an awful lot of army people.
Well, all I know is God is stronger.
God is stronger. We hope so, because if the army guys get too strong,
Mommy!
Okay. Now, does Satan, what does Satan do with all the little demons that he sends to us?
Go get them, boys.
Go get them, boys. Uh-huh. And what if they get defeated? Do they go back to Satan? Or do they die?
They
got killed. Oh, they got killed, okay. And he sends them out, and he pumps them up again and sends them out again, right?
No.
Sorry.
And then he falls backwards.
Yeah.
The little devil. Sorry, yeah.
Yeah, the guy that didn't do his job right.
Didn't do his job right.
No, he's dead meat.
If he does his job right, then
he's cool, huh?
What?
Kind of curious.
Then God goes, good move. He goes, good move to the angel.
All right, oh, to the angel, I see. Hey, where did you hear about Satan?
I'm in church.
Oh, I see. Did Daddy ever tell you about
Satan? I used to just call him the devil.
Uh-huh. Oh, they do? Who does?
I used to just call him the devil.
Oh.
That was Satan.
Yeah, Satan's an interesting name, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Well, do they talk about the devil a lot in church?
Mm-mm, no.
Surprise.
They talk more about
Mom,
God.
Let me show
devil.
You the rest of that kata.
Kata?
I know of the Kumite kata. I know the rest.
Okay.
I think it's Kumite. You know, Shwami Kata. Kumite.
Mm-hmm.
There are no kiosks.
Good. Okay.
You'll like it.
Right, let me turn this in.
Russ telling me about all the things he's lost interest in since the beginning of the year. Okay, let's see. Amber, you're not interested in Amber anymore. And John Babiak and you have a big time piece, right? Okay, and
I'm friends with Brian the Bruno.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I can kick the ball to I can kick the ball to the back wall. I'm better at dodgeball. I'm better at hockey.
Mm-hmm.
He said he's better at dodgeball. And he's better at hockey. And I'm better at crazy soccer.
To
the
top
back wall.
Back wall.
And you're better at math.
What?
And
he's better at math. Mark, quit repeating everything.
We made it.
I can't wait till Tuesday.
I can't wait until Tuesday.
Mark, bug off.
What?
Mark, bug off.
Mark, bug off.
You listening, Mark? Bug off.
You did.
Dad's not lighting up.
You're fed.
Cat's hungry, but that's not new.
You're just big, fat gut eating too many food is what I'd say about you. Your cute face.
Who, me?
No, him. Your cute face that eats.
That kitty. You have a cute face.
You eat too
much. Too much. You have such a bunch of.
Mark, do you need anything more? Do you need anything more food, Mark?
No, thank you.
You sure? Okay, Ross, are you finished?
Cool.
I'm Benny Boy, okay? I want you to eat Benny Boy.
Yeah, but Dad. Yeah, but let me tell you something.
Yeah.
You know Mark Keller?
Yeah, Mark Keller.
Since Holly got that crush, he was all jealous, right? Until I gave him that Valentine, you're cool.
Oh yeah, to him?
Card.
Yeah.
Now he's all happy.
Oh yeah, good, I'm glad he's not jealous. Well, you told him you could have gone in with him on it. It was his decision, he didn't want to. Why did he decide that?
He was scared.
Yeah. Why? What do you think was going to happen?
He said he'd be too afraid.
Yeah?
He said he'd be too embarrassed. I wouldn't, as long as I didn't have to give it to her.
Because
mom gave it to her mom.
That makes it a little bit easier. Anyway, you are a little young, you know. But soon you won't be. Soon you'll be growing up. And even if you are young, you still have awfully cute. You know that. You're not cute? Who said you weren't cute? Who told you you weren't cute? Did mommy tell you you weren't cute? Mark tell you you weren't cute? Be careful. Did Mark say you weren't cute? Then who says you aren't cute?
It blew up in my face.
Really?
The orange juice blew up in my face.
Well, it doesn't happen that way, you know.
What do you mean?